The formal transition of power between Donald Trump and Joe Biden has finally begun. The General Services Administration has acknowledged that Biden was the apparent winner of the presidential election, and President Trump has called on his agencies to cooperate. Still, the president says he'll continue to challenge the outcome of the election. Joe Biden may have found a Treasury Secretary nominee who can appeal to both bankers and liberals. Wall Street is likely to support former Fed Chair Janet Yellen because they fear a more provocative pick like Senator Elizabeth Warren. And progressives were concerned that Biden would pick someone too friendly to the big banks. If confirmed, Yellen would be the first female Treasury Secretary. Senator Dianne Feinstein will step down as the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Feinstein is 87. She's been criticized from both the right and the left over how she dealt with President Trump's judicial nominees. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he will seek to replace Feinstein as the ranking Democrat on the committee. And Bloomberg's learned the UK may ban the installation of Huawei Technologies 5G equipment as soon as next year. That's to appease lawmakers pushing for tighter restrictions on the Chinese telecom gear maker. The US has urged allies to exclude Huawei on the grounds of its closeness to the Chinese government is an acceptable security risk. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and at Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Rishika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.